Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
My name is Romy White. I'm a resident of Navarre, and I just want to start off by thanking you guys for implementing additional safety measures that I had requested through a February 16th email. However, it's become very obvious that is not enough. On February 16th, District 2 Commissioner Kerry Smith startled county staff, myself, and two county commissioners when he reportedly punched a wall in the county commission office. I'm told that wasn't the first time he's done that. My purpose today is twofold. First of all, I'd like to document the violence that has been observed and into the record, and also request more action of you all.
Oh, here we go. I was actually planning to wait on this until tomorrow, and then my news department was covering. I thought, oh, we better get in here and cover this. Okay, so Romy White is a publisher of the South Santa Rosa News. She's a friend. Everybody in this story is a friend except for one or two people. But anyway, in any case, showing up to document the violence that she says is a pattern of behavior by Commissioner Kerry Smith. And all of this is being basically spawned by an incident that took place at town hall last week involving a guy named Michael Stevens. Now, if you don't remember Michael Stevens, he's the guy who's always yelling and screaming and saying all kinds of crazy stuff and throw me out of this meeting and how dare you and I got rights and just an agitator. I mean, 100% an agitator, a very obnoxious person. I don't like to call out citizens who are this way, but he has inserted himself so heftily into being that in Santa Rosa County that there's just no other way to be fair about it. And, you know, so you say, Andrew, you're picking on a private citizen. Yeah, he's put himself in this position clearly. So now comes the accounting of what happened from Romy's perspective.
Last Tuesday, there was a town hall meeting for District 2. No law enforcement was present during that town hall when a constituent was accosted by Commissioner Smith. It's documented in five videos that I've seen. Please make sure there is paid security at official county events, meetings. No citizen should be accosted who's being paid $87,000 a year to listen to their concerns.
Now, the one slice of that I agree with Romy about is, yes, they should have had security, and they should have security in the future. You should never have a county event like that, an official event, unless you have security available. That's true. As far as the event itself, well, Sherry Chapman, with whom I very rarely agree, but in this case I do.
I was at that meeting, and I can tell you that was a setup from the second it started. So before we get on with what I was going to say, I just want to say, if you're going to come up here and you're going to complain, don't be part of the problem.
So what actually happened? In the middle of this town hall for District 2, you can kind of see, you know, Mike Stevens on the video. He's getting up there, and he just wants to talk. And so he's going to interrupt, and he's going to say his say, which is his way of doing things. He's a very rude person based on everything that I have seen in him in the county commission meetings.
I know you're avoiding me, Mr. Kerry. I've been sitting here with my hand up patiently because I am a taxpayer in District 2, your district, where you're not servicing us, number one. Number two, you ran on no infrastructure before homes. You wanted infrastructure first, homes after.
And then he starts going off onto all of this stuff and having his soapbox.
You, sir, are not following what our district needs. You can say you're pleasing the pitchforks, but guess what, sir? You are not pleasing the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County because... Excuse me. Well, he's trying to talk over me.
Say your piece.
No, you are not.
I want to know why you're
So you can hear the other members of the town hall are like, shut up, man. You're obnoxious. Nobody needs to hear this. Say your piece and get out of here. You're just of no value. And then a guy comes up into the video who basically is standing there toe-to-toe with him, and they are just yelling at each other in what I would, again, describe as an extremely rude way, particularly, again, Michael Stevens leading the rudeness in this.
District 2.
I am District 2.
I am 2.
And you don't scare me.
Sit down.
You sit down.
Sit.
You
sit.
Sit.
You sit.
Sit.
Nine,
sit.
One.
Come on, boy. Sit.
He did it.
Oh. He's perfect. The disabled perfect.
Oh, no. I'm not leaving till I say my piece.
I hope you got that on film.
Yeah, we did.
Did they get it on film? What you can't see, because it's visual, is so Michael Stevens and this other guy are toe-to-toe yelling at each other, and Michael Stevens like, you sit. Sit, dog. Sit, boy, sit.
Sit, boo-boo.
Calling him like a dog, okay? At which point, Kerry Smith comes over from about, I don't know, 8, 10 feet away, 6 feet, something like that, steps over and just tries to intervene and tries to kind of separate them and does touch Michael Stevens. And Michael Stevens then engages in the most award-winning, Oscar-level, FIFA World Cup flop I have ever seen in my life. Oh, he touched me. Oh, I'm falling. Oh, no. Somebody arrest him. It's a battery.
Bro.
I mean, if you can be pushed over by somebody just putting their hand on your chest and basically touching you to kind of intercede between a fight about to happen... Mm-mm, no. Terrible. Here's that same scene from a slightly different camera angle.
Somebody call the law. Somebody call the law.
Come on, boy. Fit.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. Oh,
Terry.
Oh, he pushed me.
I hope you got that on film.
Yeah, we did. Go. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Get out of here.
And then again, the crowd's just yelling at him, go, get out of here. So he takes off, he leaves, and Romy leaves right after that. So, you be the judge. I know it's hard to tell when you haven't seen it, but clearly trying to be provocative, trying to create a scene, trying to create something that would be embarrassing for Kerry. And I actually think Kerry's account of all of this is the most accurate one because he says, and he talked about this yesterday during the meeting, is I saw a fight about to happen and I didn't want to have to be in there preventing, you know, having to bail somebody out for a fight at my town hall. We'll come back to this in a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, somebody texted in. They need a club to work out these differences and they don't
the first
need to talk
thing
about it.
Town Hall Fight Club is you don't talk about Town Hall Fight Club.
Right. I'm not seeing anything on the roadways. FHP not showing any accidents. Looking at our congestion map here, I'm seeing a little bit of our normal morning slowdown on Mobile Highway with the school zone at Beulah Elementary School, but not really bad for this time of morning. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking great. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing anything slowing you down there. And Highway 29 is good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Back to the drama in San Rosa County Commission meeting. This is at a town hall, but it's the commission meeting following the town hall, so we're talking about it. And Kerry Smith says,
I believe I was called to be on this board to call out evil and stupid things. And one of the things that I saw last Tuesday night at my town hall was one of the most evilest and non-productive things I've ever witnessed.
And then he describes the incident and why he interceded.
And what I did is, everybody said, they've seen it, even the state's attorney's office has said as much, it was obvious that the commissioner was trying to defuse the situation.
And so he was trying to help, in his opinion. In my opinion, looking at it from several different camera angles, that's what I think happened. And again, I am firmly convinced, based on track record and demonstrated character in public, that this Mike Stevens guy was trying specifically to create an incident. Now, Kerry wants to say that Romy was there to, you know, be a witness to it and fabricate some kind of it. I didn't see enough to prove that, but, you know, I understand that, you know, she showed up with him and then she left thereafter. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I hate having to even be all that critical of friends on the radio and Romy's a friend, but it looks fabricated to me. you know? And so, more about this. So he tries to defuse the situation because he didn't want to have to bail the guy out later. He says the state attorney agrees with him about that. He did have a battery conviction from back in the past. She had brought that up and had brought that up in the election.
Some of the things you brought out about my past. Yes, I smacked a fella for driving through my neighborhood real fast and almost hit my stepdaughters. And I didn't handle that correctly. Yes, I was charged and I was found guilty of that when I actually thought I should be getting a medal. But hey, I was wrong in those days because that's the way I thought. I thought I was going to take things into my own hands. So I'm glad you brought that up because that's just the guy I was. I've been saved, and I don't have a violent tendency about me anymore.
So, you know, and he says, I tried to break up this fight, and then he goes on to talk about the eavesdropping incident, which we talked about briefly before. The allegation here is that Romy and James Calkins were in his office in the county commission meeting building while Carrie was talking to Devan Cook about some things that he was concerned about and some things that were bothering Devan or whatever, and it kind of involved Sam Parker. Well, apparently they were listening in on the conversation, according to Carrie, and then contacted Sam Parker to tell him, who came down to the commission rooms to talk to Carrie about why he's talking about him to Devan in the room while they're eavesdropping. And Carrie says, how do you know about this? He says, because Romy called me. They're sitting in the next room telling. And I haven't talked to Sam, but I did talk to Carrie about this last night. And so that was all the eavesdropping stuff. And by the way, the wall slap, Carrie says, because he went over to the wall and slapped it real loud and said, is that loud enough for you? Well, he thought they were listening in on the conversation, like to get at him. So is it a slap in anger or is it a slap in, hey, get off the wall and stop eavesdropping? Oh, my God. this is the stuff. Okay. So he kind of ended it with this comment.
But a member of the press, a responsible member of the press, actually sit in a commissioner's office with the doors closed, with their ears up to the wall, listening to a conversation? No. They would not. I'm telling you, I'm done with bad behavior. I will call it out.
Now, James Calkins had a bit to... This is, to me, one of the funniest comments of the whole thing. I'll tell you why after.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We heard a whole long time about llama drama, and I think we need to focus on county business. And that's all I want to say is I think... You know, all that, calling people's names, all that is just drama, should be taken outside the boardroom and dealt with there. This is a county meeting. We're focused on infrastructure. We're focused on internet. We don't need to be bringing llama drama to the board. That's just my thoughts.
I don't know. I never in my life heard that term before, but I kind of love it, llama drama. Also, can we all just admit the obvious thing that James Calkins is the number one source of llama drama in the Santa Rosa County Commission for the last 2 years? That's his whole shtick is llama drama. So it's kind of funny for him to say that. Romy White had a response because she got up after and had her chance to say something after all of this was said.
I don't care. I'll just go on record saying I don't care who thinks I'm a member of the press or not. At the end of the day, I have 74,000 followers, and that's because I have provided accurate information for years. And that said, I'm still your constituent. You're paid $87,000 a year to allow me to come before this board and redress my grievances with you. And I will do that when I need to, and I felt like I needed to, because your violent behavior has escalated. You pushed Mr. Stevens, and you have gone on record saying that the state attorney said you were just trying to defuse it. I'm so glad that you said that, because I want to know why the state attorney doesn't hold our elected officials accountable the way that they hold normal citizens.
So now it's the SA who's also in trouble because they're looking at this and didn't see anything to it. Like I said, I saw that video in a completely different way. I saw it as staged, at least, and artificial, and like I said, FIFA level soccer flop was what was going on. But again, her last comments from Romy White.
Saw Mr. Calkins bashed for calling the Democratic Party evil, and yet you're labeling this as evil. Who are you to sit and judge? You profess to be a Christian. The Bible, doesn't it say love don't judge? I mean, if you had to sum it up in three words, I mean, love don't judge. That's that's what I would like to leave us with today. Thank you for allowing me to correct that misinformation.
I will say this. The Bible has an awful lot of examples of prophets and leaders calling out other people for their bad behavior. So Jesus himself did a little bit of that once in a while. So there's your there's your opera installment. We haven't had a good opera installment of the Santa Rosa County Commission in a while.
You don't need to be bringing llama drama.
No, we do. We do. More llama drama all the time. 725 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local something. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
So he said it backwards. It comes from a term called named drama llama. So if you're a drama llama, you're somebody who is oftenly overly dramatic.
Oh, really?
But there is a book called Llama Drama.
Well, it's not llama drama. It's Llama So Mad at Mama. There's all these llama books. They're actually very entertaining.
Yes, exactly.
Books.
Yeah.
Llama Mad at Mama, I think, is one of the key lines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right. Still not seeing anything on our roadways. Well, actually, kind of seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point. That's leading up to that light at Avalon Boulevard. Starting to see our normal morning back up there. Highway 29 is looking pretty good from the Atmore Cutoff in Molina through Cantonment, seeing our normal morning school zone slowdowns on Mobile Highway in front of Beulah Elementary School. 98 eastbound, getting into Windhaven Beach, a little bit slow for this time of morning, but not really bad. And Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is looking great. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Chop 'em, brotherly.
I love the text I'm getting in. Just a couple of quick ones is these folks need to go to church. And also that they need a secret club where they can work these things out privately with fists, and but nobody's allowed to talk about it. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Massachusetts police and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force are investigating after an explosive device was apparently detonated on the porch of a satanic temple in Salem. That device exploded early on Monday morning. The damage not discovered until about 12 hours later when staff members arrived.
Thanks so much, David. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk to Sheriff Chip Simmons about all the things going on in Escambia County. Meanwhile, Cybertruck owners are unhappy, saying their trucks are breaking down and not performing and even right off the lot, basically.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden has already canceled $146 billion in student loan debt for at least 4 million people. He wants to add to that tab.
The plan is, what he was talking about this week, is cancel $10,000 to $20,000 of interest for more than 25 million more borrowers.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Special Counsel Jack Smith urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's claim that he should be free from prosecution in his 2020 federal election case. There's a hearing on that before the High Court April 25th. U.S. forces destroying two missiles ready to launch from a ground control station in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen, and one drone launched from the Red Sea from the same group Monday, that from U.S. Central Command, and the military's top brass pitching the Pentagon budget today on Capitol Hill. It's the largest request in history, up 1% from a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's a little bit cloudy, 68 degrees right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Well, yesterday morning on board NAS Pensacola, there was a meeting of the minds between local leaders. They were discussing what they can do to ease traffic congestion on Blue Angel Parkway during those Blue Angel practice days.
The first line of defense was try to improve the traffic pattern. The base is going to try to improve their, you know, their process to, you know, screening people as quickly as they can to get them on the base.
And that is District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler at the county level. He tells Channel 3 they plan to put up some more signage on Gulf Beach Highway. They're also going to stripe the outlets coming out of neighborhoods to keep drivers out of the box. And in the next couple weeks, the county's traffic engineers will be monitoring traffic going on to base. Kohler says that the sheriff's office is also willing to help, but considering it's more of a traffic jam, they're not sure whether deputies would do anything to ease that situation or not. Well, in Santa Rosa County, leaders pledging over $1 million to go towards improving the county-owned Jay Hospital and bring 5G to Whiting Aviation Park. The agenda item added to Thursday's consent agenda. It would provide $600,000 to build a cell tower at Whiting Park.
Remember, I said a comment on video. I said that I got asked, what are you going to do for District 3? And I said, the internet sucks. That was what I said. And I got beat up on social media for that. And, well, the truth is, we're fixing it.
That's District 3 Commissioner James Calkins. The board also providing $500,000 to Jay Hospital, that building leased to Baptist. And since 2008, they've invested about $4 million into the facility. The new funds will be used to replace the awning where ambulances deliver patients, as well as convert 8 patient rooms into negative pressure rooms, which would help patients with respiratory illnesses. Well, this Saturday, hundreds of swimmers and firefighters from all over the place will be on Pensacola Beach at Casino Beach on Friday and Saturday. The Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge is happening. Civilians and firefighters will be going through a 5-station course in the sand. The 5 stations include forced entry, charged hose pull, Kaiser sled, dummy drag, and the hose hoist. Also Saturday, the DeLuna Open Water Swim happening on Pensacola Beach. More than 100 swimmers will be in the Santa Rosa Sound participating in various distance swim races. It's part of the Speedo Salt Series. Governor Ron DeSantis taking some steps to protect law enforcement officers from fentanyl exposure. DeSantis announced yesterday that he'd signed legislation to increase penalties on those who expose law enforcement officers to fentanyl. He says the Biden administration's unwillingness to secure the southern border has led to law enforcement officers encountering fentanyl at alarming rates. He's hoping that legislation will keep officers safe on the job. In Alabama, lawmakers, trying to come to an agreement on gambling. The state house there has a bill in place that would include 7 casinos and an education lottery. They believe that would bring in about $900 million a year for the state. The state Senate also has a plan which would only include a lottery, and projections on that would reach about $500,000. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Jake has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Not seeing any accidents or major slowdowns on our roadways this morning. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. If you're on Highway 98 east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no issues there. Mobile Highway is a little bit slow getting by Beulah Elementary School during the school zone time there this morning, but not really that bad. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. We are seeing a little bit of slowdown on Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point, leading up to that light at Avalon Boulevard. But for this time of morning, we're really looking great. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, let us know. Call or text 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures warming up near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms move in as we go into the afternoon, evening, hours. Storms could be strong under an enhanced risk of severe weather, level 3 out of 5 for severe storms. Temperatures on Wednesday warming up near 76, dropping overnight near 63. Storms will come to an end by 10 p.m. on Wednesday, and we will look calmer as you go into Thursday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 67 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, and just a few degrees cooler, 62 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Toilet paper wipes out thousands of acres of Canadian forest each year, and demand for it is growing. But so is the demand for a sustainable alternative. New products from Whole Foods, Green Forest, Who Gives a Crap, and a startup called Real Paper are turning to treeless toilet paper, which uses bamboo instead of wood pulp. Ticketmaster has announced a major rule change for Taylor Swift Eras Tour ticket holders. The lead booker, or the person whose name is on the Ticketmaster account used to purchase the tickets, is no longer required to attend the event. Previously, the lead booker had to attend the concert in person, which was a concern for anyone who bought the tickets as a gift or for younger fans whose parents purchased tickets on their behalf. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials dropped 11, the NASDAQ closed flat, and the S&P 500 down 1. That's your money now.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio-dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Thank you.
sit down. Sit. You sit. Sit. You sit. 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 Come on, boy. Sit.
Oh man, I can't help it. I asked Chip if he cared to weigh in on this at all because we have an expert in house. He's actually here. He's seen the video, and I asked him if he'd care to weigh in. This is Santa Rosa County. This is a citizen, Michael Stevens, getting into a shouting match with another citizen during a Kerry Smith town hall, and then Kerry kind of comes over and touches him, and then, as I said many times, Michael Stevens does his very best flop for the cameras, NBA, you know, World Cup style. Joining us now in studio, Chip Simmons, Scambia County Sheriff. Chip, welcome back.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm entertained. thoughts on whether what you saw constitutes a battery?
Well, no, my understanding is that I'm assuming that Santa Rosa County has taken a look at it and they've chosen not to pursue charges, and I would agree with them. It does not appear to be a battery. It'd be unlikely for us to press charges in that case.
I love that answer. All right. Turning now to our own county, Escambia County, where we have, you know, always kind of have our own issues. Just a follow-up question. The incident that took place where they had the big party near the Boys and Girls Club, there had been a lot of uncertain things about this, including who was responsible, who didn't get permits if they were needed and all of that. And you've got some follow-up arrests because this was the case where the officer waded into a big group of people and then was arresting a daughter, and the mother came up and clocked him in the back of the head, and another deputy got hit with a cinder block, and a completely unrelated third person got shot in the leg by himself at that time. So lots of stuff around that incident. What can you tell us now?
Yes, all that happened. all that seems to have
just
happened.
Just happy Easter.
Yeah,
it's like Walker family reunion over there.
And that's not going to be on cops?
No, I don't believe it was.
All right.
There were three people that, at this point, based on video and the follow-up investigation, that have been arrested. One is the mother, Ms. Robinson, I believe is her name, and then two daughters that were also arrested. So we have made all felony arrests. In this particular case, and it continues. There's some video that we're still taking a look at, and if we can identify some other people that need to go to jail, then they certainly will.
Okay, and I assume the three were the cinder block, the daughter, and the mother.
That's correct.
Then the gunshot is a no arrest?
No, that was an accidental. He shot himself.
I hope. Accidental. But lawfully in possession, a minor?
No,
not
no,
a minor?
He was a teenager. We're going to follow up on that, but
okay.
He's already got a shot in the leg, so we'll figure out what we're going to do. Yeah.
Okay. When things are appropriate. Then we had, good Lord, this is a crazy story. You have an RV on the side of the road, okay?
Right.
And your deputy showed up. I think I know what happened, but you tell the story.
Well, it was a suspicious circumstance. Was it a crash? Was it a stalled vehicle? Was it a medical call? And the first thing they do is call the sheriff's office. And at the same time, they're also calling firefighters and EMS crew. And so when we get there, we notice that there is an RV that is angled off of the road, angled in such a manner which apparently the door couldn't be opened on that one side. And the gentleman, I'll call him, that was there was unable to get his, I think, 80-year-old grandmother out of the RV. So they required assistance, and she needed medical attention. He had two dogs with him. He was instructed to put the leashes on these two dogs, rather large dogs, and then to move away so that we can render aid. So the volunteer firefighters had shown up so they can render aid. So the gentleman, again, I use that term, puts the dogs.
You're clearly not super comfortable with that descriptor, but all right, go on.
Puts the dogs on a leash and walks them over away from the area. The firefighter moves forward.
So he's done what he's supposed to do in the beginning.
Initially, yes, he complies. And then for some reason, he decides he's going to take the leashes off of the dogs. And one dog did what he had already said. This gentleman already said that, hey, these dogs are aggressive when they feel threatened. Okay, put leashes on them
right,
and move them
right.
away from the scene. He decided to unleash the dog, at least one of the dogs, at this point, and that dog bit the firefighter, and our deputy shot the dog that was unleashed and actively attacking the firefighter. Mm-hmm. And then we turned to the other dog, who is now, you know, being held back by the collar by this man, and told him, you have to control your dog initially, and then he's complaining and resisting and doing all sorts of things. We end up tasing him, and animal control takes custody of the dog, and the 80-year-old female is treated and seems to be in good condition.
So good news is that the volunteer firefighter is going to be okay. The bites are not that bad.
Well, I mean, he got bit in the arm, so I understand.
Okay.
It, so I'm assuming he's doing okay.
So I know the question that a lot of people ask. I think it's kind of, you're missing the point. of all this, but people have asked the question, you know, well, do they train deputies to shoot dogs? Because, I mean, well, I ask you. I mean, I know what I think about that situation, but your answer?
We train deputies to protect people. And if a dog is attacking an individual, a child or whatever, then we're going to take whatever action. Sometimes it's pepper spray. Sometimes it's, you know, just scaring the dog. Sometimes it's kicking the dog away. But sometimes, unfortunately, it's using lethal force on an animal.
Yeah, I mean, the dog got shot because the dog was biting the volunteer firefighter who's trying to get in to give aid to somebody who's in distress.
The dog got shot because the owner didn't keep control of the dog.
Right. He knew they were aggressive dogs. He let them off the leash for reasons that pass understanding, and the dog winds up dead. It's you know, the dog is what the dog is, but the owner's the one who's really responsible for that.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And he went to jail.
For that, right?
And he went to jail, yeah, and yes.
I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this before. We go on bike rides all the time, and we encounter dogs all the time. And I carry a bat and a gun. And I will tell you that so far, I've only ever had to use the bat. But I've been in a situation where, you know, the gun wasn't readily accessible to me. And had it been, I would have used it because I had a pit bull attacking me on my foot. And then the other day, it's funny. We're biking past a house, and this pit bull, it's not always pit bulls, but it happened to be, runs out and is barking at my wife and me. And you don't know. And so I get the bat out, and I wave it around, and the dog's first confused, and then he runs away. And the owner is like, no, you don't have to worry about him. He's fine. He's not going to bite you. I'm like, how on earth would we know that? Sir, control your dog. You know? You're just lucky.
Aren't those famous last words? He's friendly, then the dog bites an individual.
Taking him off the leash, it's just crazy to me.
I don't know why he would think that that was a good idea. And clearly it was not.
Right. And he wound up getting... And he was holding the other dog like he wouldn't get... Which I kind of understand. At this point, he's agitated. Something awful's happened to his dog, and I can see why he wouldn't be in a good state of mind at that point.
Which he brought upon himself,
right,
by the way.
Self-inflicted just so we're clear. Trauma. And then, you know, he's
don't
getting told what to do.
Don't do something stupid and then blame us for that.
Right. Mike Wood, good friend of yours, I know, had made the comment the other day that why is it the criminals are always getting mad at cops for punishing them for the stuff they do? You know, like that's just okay. Anyway, we'll come back in just a second. We're talking to Chip Simmons. He's here in studio, Escambia County Sheriff. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Not seeing any major accidents on our roadways. A couple slowdowns to tell you about. If you're on Highway 90 westbound coming out of Pace this morning, you're going to see a little bit of slowdown once you get toward the curve on Scenic Highway there. Not too bad, but I am seeing some little bit of slowdown there. Highway 98 westbound headed into Tiger Point. We're seeing our normal morning slowdown there at that light at Avalon Boulevard. Also eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach once you get to the new Publix supermarket at Windhaven Plaza. That's going to see our normal morning slowdown there. Otherwise around town, we're looking great. If you do see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with that traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Chip Simmons. I did get a text in here, and I don't know the answer to this question, so I'll ask you. In that incident, could the deputy have used a taser instead of a gun? Why not tase the dog instead of killing the dog?
I think that people need to understand the taser. The taser has a couple of prongs, and they expand at a certain distance. And the dog was actively attacking an individual. And it doesn't take much for a dog to get an artery or to get a leg or an arm or a neck even. In that case, the deputy decided in his discretion that he needed to take immediate action. And when you need to protect life, the first thing you do is, you know, use the most effective weapon that you can use, and that was a firearm in this case.
And these dogs are
used
pretty...
a taser. Well, we tase dogs a lot. I mean, we do try to use a taser, but again, a dog's typically not as big as a human. The target area is not as big as a human, and you know, at that point, we had to make sure that something worked right now.
And you know, I mean, the dog, to say it was aggressive was an understatement. A very serious, hefty, big, scary dog. I mean, you know, as you say, attacking somebody in the arm and they can grab a hold of an artery just as quickly as anything else. So it's a life-threatening situation, potentially.
And we hate it. I mean, we all love dogs, and I'm more angry with the owner of the dog than certainly I am the dog. The dog is doing probably what he was either told or bred or trained to do, and try to protect, you know, whoever. Right. We're not happy about having to do this, but this just comes with the territory. We have to do what we can to protect lives.
Absolutely. We also had, I guess a student showed up at C.A. Weiss with a gun last week.
Yes, that's correct.
Anything else that?
We did a preliminary investigation, and we're working with the school district. It does not appear to be a situation where the child had the wherewithal to know what he was doing.
Okay.
And then so we went back.
Do we have an age on the student?
It was under 10. I believe the child was under 10. Originally, there was a thought there was a 12-year-old, but that term determined that was not the student that brought the gun in.
Got it.
But it was an individual under 10, not in a position where they would understand what they were doing. And then we moved the investigation to how the child picked up the gun.
Okay.
And the investigation has revealed that there appears to have been some pretty decent safety measures taken. But the child still was able to get the gun. So there's what we look at is whether the reasonableness of what you have done. Or, you know, did you put it on the breakfast table while someone's eating breakfast? That's not good. Did you put it on the floor? That's not good. The couch? That's not good. But if you secure it and you hide it or lock it in a drawer and somehow children can get into a number of different places that we probably wouldn't imagine. So that's why we always encourage people to have a really sturdy lockbox.
Take an effort to secure the gun, the child still gets it and does something
reasonable
you're much less likely to have a charge against you. Whereas if you're leaving it about being reckless or give it to the child, then you are going to catch a charge.
That's correct. If you're negligent, then you'll probably be charged. If the steps you've taken are reasonable, then we will take that into account.
Very good. Cops is showing y'all, but that's not from spring break this year, right?
Yeah, that was from last year, 2023.
Takes a year delay.
Sometime delay. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Just in case people saw that, like, I thought the sheriff said nothing bad happened in spring break. Well, this year.
Well, I mean, how bad was it? I mean, you've got tens and hundreds of thousands of people throughout the entire spring break time. And we really, things have been going pretty well. It went actually pretty well last year. I think what I didn't see it this year, but as I understand, they were showing some life-saving measures that our deputies did on an individual that accidentally shot himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it is just, you know, routine kind of stuff. The stuff that you just want to see, proactive police work that's out there in the beach to make sure that our beach doesn't become what some other beaches have become. I don't want to name their names, but they got a lot more troubles than other beaches.
I got you. Is beach duty desirable?
I think for the most part it's desirable.
I mean, do people ask to be assigned to the beach? They do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you ride four-wheelers and you ride around the beach and you wear shorts and, yeah, you get a tan, all that sort of thing.
It's like Baywatch.
You can always tell who's glasses. From the beach when you have the all stations muster. You can tell who's out at the beach. Yeah. All right. The other thing I wanted to ask you just briefly about is, you know, obviously we've been talking about Blue Angels traffic around the base. Mm-hmm. That is a combination ownership problem, right? The base owns some of this problem. The county owns some of this problem. Roads, law enforcement, in terms of making sure people clear intersections and aren't impeding the locals and all that kind of stuff. My understanding is we've got some hashtag striping put in to tell people can't have a car sitting on this. What else is being done? Your perspective on this issue?
We had a meeting yesterday morning. A number of us met. Commissioner Kohler spearheaded it. We met at the base. We met actually at the museum. And the base commander was there as well. Florida Department of Transportation was there. We were all there discussing this. West Marina was there. And really what we talked about is the large crowd, number of people that wanted to get into a small choke point into the NAS to watch the training. And what we discussed some of the same things we discussed back in 2017 when we met at the back gate of NAS. We asked a question, and I don't think I'm telling any secrets. We asked a question, can we open the front gate? Base commander says no. Okay. Can we have a reservation? Only so many will get in line. And they said if they could do that, they're going to look at that, and it just may take some time. May not be this year, be next.
Okay.
Then Commissioner Cole and I have been talking over the last couple of weeks about getting these what I'll call prohibited zone stripes to remind people, as you're waiting in line, don't block the intersection of these neighborhoods where people can still go the other way. But other than that, quite honestly, we looked at it. We had deputies. We hired a number of extra deputies a couple of years ago, and they just stood there and watched cars that were standing still, and there was nowhere to put the traffic. Much like we have at the beach, where you don't have any room for the cars to go, they're going to sit there, and you're going to have to wait. This is what the situation is at the beach. I think that I came away with the thought that we are fortunate to have Pensacola NAS. We are fortunate to have the Blue Angels. I think it's a privilege to have the opportunity to go on the base and to watch them. Not air shows. They're not calling it air shows. This is training. The Blue Angels are training here. They're practicing here, and they're kind enough to allow people to come in and watch this air show. You know, I'm like everyone else. I stop for a second, look up at the Blue Angels.
We all do.
And I'm thankful that I live in this country. It's a little patriotic moment for me. And so my message, I guess, to NAS, those who blame NAS, is thank you for giving us this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being here. Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for allowing people to come on the base. Those who haven't been to the museum, it's a fantastic museum. And it's just because it's such a great attraction, it's going to attract a number of cars.
Yep.
Now, does spring break exacerbate this? Probably. Does it wane later on in the summer? It does a little bit, but unfortunately, there's going to be traffic there, and there's nothing for the deputies to do but stand there again and look at the traffic. The traffic engineers from the county were there. They were working on lights, but again, you can have a green light, but if there's nowhere to go, you can't go anywhere.
Right.
So the situation is what the situation is. It is a blessing, but also, you know, it's an inconvenience for some of the people. And I feel for them, and we're making efforts to alleviate the problems at their entrance to their neighborhood. But other than that, it's just one of those fantastic nuisances.
Yeah, it's the kind of problem you're glad to have, and we didn't have for a few years, and we're kind of glad to have it back, even though it is a problem.
As I understand, they had like 20,000 requests, written requests to open the base, and so the Navy acquiesced,
they did, right.
And they opened the base,
and
now we have some people
it.
That are
yeah.
still,
yeah.
you know,
I,
still
I
upset about
that.
It. And I'm not downplaying some of their concerns, but I can tell you that I'm not really aware of what other concerns was that they couldn't get emergency vehicles and locations. Sheriff's deputies get called to medical conditions. We get called to everything.
Right.
And I'm not aware of a single time where we couldn't get through the traffic if we needed to, because our guys we're pretty good at road, you know, driving
you
on
can get
off
where
the
you
road.
Need to go. And getting I, where we need to go. I understand. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, a pleasure. A week from this weekend, we're going to have the crops, crawfish, and cars, and we'll talk about that next week when you have you on. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. We're just seeing our normal morning slowdowns this morning. Highway 98 westbound getting into Tiger Point, leading up to that light at Avalon Boulevard. Highway 98 eastbound getting out of Navarre into Wind Haven Beach this morning, seeing a really bad slow down there. Highway 90 westbound coming out of Pace when you're approaching the scenic highway turnoff, seeing a little bit of slowdown there. And also Highway 29 before you get to the Inslee area, seeing some slowdown there southbound. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information. Visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com.
7:59 on News Radio 92.3. We got Men Who Cook coming up this Sunday at Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's going to be a blast. Always is a blast. One of the best eating events in Pensacola. How do I know? Because I cook for it. No, that's not why. I mean, that helps. But it's a really good event. You can find out more, get tickets, or sponsor newsradio923.com. And Bands on the Beach. We got Bands on the Beach is going to be tonight. Carly Ryan is going to be performing at the Pavilion at Pensacola Beach.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.